True, but he had been across the plains, had fought Indians, and was more experienced in every way, was the reply. Still, you've been a good boy, attended to your duties faithfully, helped to make the Pony Express successful. I want to help you along, and merely raising your wages won't do that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put you in charge of one of the wagons that carries supplies to the relay stations. That will give you trail experience, and it'll give you fighting experience too. The Redskins have been active lately, and scarcely a wagon train has come through without a brush with them. Will that do for the present? In a year or so, if you make good, I'll give you a riding job. With that, William was forced to be content. Once he made the long journey by wagon train to California and back again, with hardly a rest between. There were meetings with hostile Indians, both coming and going, and the boy proved a cool, clear-headed fighter. But still he was denied his dearest wish. "Make one more trip with supplies, and we shall see," he was told, and cheerfully he set about doing it. Already there was a hint of winter in the air. The stream of pioneers, westbound, had stopped until spring again made the hardships of life in a prairie schooner more bearable for women and children. Only the Pony Express riders now rode out of St. Joseph with their faces turned toward the golden coast of California.